What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are live from a dry and slightly wet Flowery Branch Atlanta Falcons training camp. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the First Lady of Baseball, the Queen of Tofu, the leader of Ali's Army, and probably a mediocre list maker. Miss Allie Mack, and we have the one and only Slim on the ones and twos live here at the branch with Dylan Matthews and his terrible waves back at the studio. Good morning, everyone.
Howdy,
how are we?
Howdy.
I am happy to report that I'm not wearing a raincoat right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you're not?
No.
Yeah. For you.
Took it off. I've got several layers, and the top layer's a raincoat. Don't need it right now.
Yeah.
I've got two hoods on. I've got a hoodie and then a pullover with a hood, just in case.
I'm hoping that Allie didn't just jinx it. You know what I mean? I'm hoping she didn't just jinx it. I've been looking up the sky. Like, we're not out of the woods just yet.
I see the clouds moving briskly across the skies here at Flowery Branch.
The generators are going up the hill. Everything
that's how you know it's
is
good.
That's how we know everything is good.
Oh, we saw him go up the hill yesterday, and then we saw him come back down the hill.
Yes, to close out practice. Well, as far as the show today, it's 6:40. I do want to do some math when it comes to our commutes and getting out here to Flowery Branch. The miles are high, but that's not what I'm talking about. There's a different layer to this equation. I don't think the mathed for me yesterday on the drive home, and I want to go through it. So that's 6:40 for my Allie Mack drop. 7 a.m., Ruka Roro joined us yesterday after practice. Probably one of the happiest guys I've seen around here. He was great, and I loved how he answered whether he was going to get into the fights at practice or not.
Yeah.
7:40, we've got Which One Wednesday on deck. Mike and Bo will debate over a few scenarios I'm going to throw at them. And 8:40 today, college football insider Brett McMurphy will join us. So a fully loaded show today. And we're going to get into some of the takeaways from Falcons practice yesterday. But let's go ahead and cover the Braves game from last night real quick. Braves did lose 7-2. Eli White, though, had another home run last night. Again,
Almost had two,
but Braves just couldn't get anything really started. At one point, bases were loaded, but Jerks and Profar struck out. So, again, guys left on base.
That's not all that Profar did in that inning. He also misjudged a ball as poorly as I've seen a Major League Baseballer do in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And beat himself up about it, and I think it actually probably was a detriment to him in that at bat later in the inning because, you know, they'd allowed a couple more runs in, and he was really pressing. I didn't think Wentz was terrible. Again, guys, y'all want to complain about Bryce Elder and what he does and doesn't do. He is probably, you know, I heard for a while, he's not a major league starter. He's unplayable, all this kind of stuff. Well, he's what a fifth starter is. Wentz is a long relief bullpen guy, I think, and I think Fetty is probably that at this point in his career. They're giving you all they can, but if you can't score runs, and It's not like you're not going against good pitchers, I'll give you that, but if you can't score runs in this league, you're done for. And they haven't scored runs really all year.
No, yeah, and the same problems that we keep talking about. And obviously, no matter what you get out of the starting pitchers, to your point, it's not going to be enough if you can't go out there and score. And that's really, aside from the injuries, that's been the story of the season. And Milwaukee's a good team. Let's give them some credit. I mean, they are 25 games over 500 for a reason right there in that Central Division. Chicago Cubs. So they're a good squad, and you didn't do enough to get it done. And I'm with you. The Yrieksen Profar, just watching that situation just makes your eyes bleed. And you're like, I mean, that's a guy who can play a lot of different positions. I don't know how many of them he plays well at this point. So it's frustrating to watch for sure.
Absolutely. Well, tonight, Spencer Strider is on the mound to close out the series. He was supposed to pitch at Bristol Motor Speedway, but that did not happen with all the replays they were dealing with. So we will see him tonight. Now, as far as Falcons training camp yesterday, it was closed to fans because of the weather. So we were indoors, and the best seat in the house was behind me because we were all grouped together. And I stand at a very tall 5'1", so I think it was Carl Dukes that was behind me the whole time trying to see into practice.
Interesting enough, I came and stood behind Carl.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't have an issue at all. So that's funny.
Like a layered tier system.
Yeah. I mean, between the plays the guys were running and everything, we just had to keep moving a little bit. So it was a little bit crowded. But, Mike, what were some of your takeaways from practice yesterday?
Well, first and foremost, Jack Nelson got a lot of reps at offensive tackle. And I don't just say that because I was paying attention to offensive tackle, which I always normally do, pay attention to the offensive line and the rotation there. But Jack Nelson saw reps for a number of different reasons at right tackle yesterday. And Storm Norton, I believe, was getting some work and a couple other guys as well. So Jack Nelson saw time against really some really good, pass rushers. When you look at James Pierce and some of the other people he was going up against, Khalid Kareem being one of them as well. I thought he held his own early, and I thought that the fact that you were really thin at offensive tackle and he had to play a ton of reps, I think it caught up to him. I mean, he had the whole – anybody who's ever been through training camp, you put the hands on the hip, you lean backwards, your eyes go up towards the ceiling. Yeah, he was in that mode after a couple of series. But I expect him – as a takeaway from that, to get a lot of reps coming up here Friday night in the preseason game. And, it was one of the things I stayed focused on was that pass rush. There was a lot of teams yesterday, a lot of team situation, a lot of plays being run. And it was a pretty lengthy practice yesterday.
It was pretty lengthy. Just a couple notes. Jake Matthews and Caleb McGarry both set out of 11-on-11 work. Michael Penix Jr. was 12 of 18 in passing in 11-on-11s. Kirk Cousins was 13 of 17. And, Mike, do you remember the note you told me to remind you of this morning? Because I took notes, so I can remind you.
Yeah, I remember telling you that. Yeah. Does that count? I don't remember what it was, though, and that's exactly probably why I told you.
Exactly. You said to remind you that Bijan was doing individual drills
with
wide receivers.
Oh, my gosh. So we're standing there, and obviously everything is closer quarters when it comes to the indoor, and, there's three fields outside, but there's only one inside. And so right before, they went to individual drills, I saw Bijan walk over with the wide receiver coach and kind of talking about a drill, and I was like, that's really interesting. And he did. He split from the running backs and came over with the wide receivers and ran individual. I think that he's done that a couple of times. I think that's one of the reasons the viral videos have been out about Drake London doing what Bijan does. But just watching his foot speed and really coming out of a two-point stance and running routes right there during an individual drill was really, really cool to see.
That's been a theme here because we saw – Allie and I saw Kyle Pitts doing that Monday because you were working with State Monday, so you weren't able to be out there in the wet rain that we were in. But that was something that he did, and he was running when the tight ends were over here doing their stuff. Kyle was with the wide receivers, and now that it seems that they're doing it. And look, those are guys that obviously do a lot in the passing game. I mean, I think a lot of people probably pointed to the passing, as a receiver, Bijan's biggest strength coming out of Texas, right? Because he was so good at route running in his hands. And we haven't seen as much of it as I thought we would with different routes. There's been some stuff, but I thought we would see more with downfield routes than we have with Bijan.
Well, and you were only out there for a little bit yesterday, Bo, because you were kind enough to stick around on the steakhouse. Was there anything that you were able to see? Because I know you were probably only in there for 20 minutes, maybe a half hour.
Yeah, you don't have to diminish my time there. But yes.
You were working for the station.
I'm messing with you. I did. I didn't stand behind you because I'm not much taller than you. But I did. again, you don't know what's already happened when you pop in on a practice like that. So you're kind of playing catch up, like, has this been a theme the whole time? Was this something they randomly did? But they put Paris against Jordan Williams, who was, I would assume, probably third string left tackle. Brandon Parker's been second. Him and, you know, I say second because Storm Norton is the ultimate swing, right? But when they've been Storm out, Brandon Parker's been in that left tackle. And that's who Pierce attacked, I don't say attacked, but ripped the helmet off of on Monday. Yesterday they had him against Jordan Williams, and he absolutely just abused Jordan Williams. At one point, they tried to double Pierce on the outside of the left tackle's shoulder, and Pierce took a step to the outside, cut back inside, and Williams did a decent job of getting a little bit of contact, but Pierce used his physical strength, which a lot of people have questioned because he's 6'5", 245. He seems a little bit light for his height. And he shoved Jordan Williams into Kirk Cousins as he was releasing the ball on it, and it knocked Kirk right on his butt.
Yeah. No, I'm completely with you. And I think we actually got a better chance to see James Pierce. I think a lot of the hype has been around the fights and things kind of off the field. We've talked about the aux cord and things like that. But we actually got a better chance, I think, to actually witness him rush the passer because of the close quarters of the indoor yesterday. And I thought that he was as good as advertised. I really did. I mentioned Jack Nelson going up against him. And I don't just say that because you didn't see probably your top three offensive tackles go against him yesterday. We also saw one-on-one pass rush, and we didn't even get a chance to kind of break into that yet. So we'll talk about that coming up. Man, that was a good period to watch as well.
Yeah, we've really just kind of scratched the surface on Falcons training camp from yesterday. So we'll get into more of that coming up, plus some audio coming out of training camp because a lot of guys spoke yesterday. That is next with us, the morning shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Sports.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the station, and Slim is here on site with us. I don't think he's going to have to move the studio in a quick 5-minute
Stop
turnaround today.
Stop saying things like that. What is your deal?
I'm speaking it into the universe.
No, no, you are jinxing everything that's going on right now.
But speaking of the weather, it might be chilly today, but I'm looking at the weather right now, and things are looking a lot better today than they have the last couple days. So if you're coming up here, dress warm. Maybe just have that raincoat in the car just in case. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not wearing mine. So I'm not jinxing it. This is not a sporting event.
Tell the truth. You're not wearing it, but you have it.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah. It's exactly what I just told everyone to do. Put it in the car, but you might not need it.
Well, if you put it in the car, you better walk in with it.
Well, have it handy.
Yeah.
Is basically all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Getting into semantics on where your raincoat should be. Let's talk about Falcons training camp from yesterday. Mike, you did mention that we didn't even talk about the one-on-ones from yesterday. So what were you seeing?
Well, first and foremost, there was a very famous 15th overall pick that was participating in one-on-ones yesterday, and that was Mr. Jalen Walker. I was stoked to see what I saw out of Jalen Walker because there are questions, obviously, about his health and about – you know, the injury that he's dealing with and things going on, haven't seen that much of him rush the passer. He was giving a two-way go on the offensive lineman that he was rushing against that I don't think anybody else was able to give yesterday. And what I mean by that is a lot of edge rushing out of, you know, James Pierce, Khalid Kareem, you know, Leonard Floyd, guys like that. Jalen Walker's burst off, and of course, you know, like I said, he's going against Jack Nelson, who's another draft pick, but he was able to really push the inside and rush the inside shoulder of Jack Nelson just as much as he was rushing the outside shoulder. I probably watched 3 reps of Jalen Walker go at it, and I think that that's one of the things that makes him so special. He's not just an edge rusher where he rips up the edge and kind of pushes the backside of the pocket and pushes the quarterback up in the pocket. He's able to really get to the inside shoulder and work the B-gap and work inside between the guard and the tackle on some of his pass rush moves. I thought it was spectacular. I thought he looked like he was playing with some explosion, and I've been really cautious on what my thoughts seem to be about him moving towards the season, but he looked like a guy that's ready to step in and help, and I think that was really encouraging for me because we just haven't seen much of him.
Well, you've seen more than I have of him then, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. When he was in, what, the first day or two, he's on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, and you just couldn't see much, and haven't seen him in pads at all. Yesterday, I think, was the first time I could really see any action from him, and I did miss the one-on-one. So I like what I hear, though.
It was good, man. And like I said, I'm not hyping him up just for the sake of hyping him up. I just think that every single person out there was going, oh, okay, there's Jalen Walker. He's suited up in full pads. And you never know what you're going to get when somebody – when's the last time you think he's done a one-on-one pass rush? I mean,
I'm sure he did it at Georgia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we're talking about, you know, not a year ago, but a long time.
Right.
And so for him to suit back up and hasn't gotten many reps at all in full pads, to see him go out there and do that, I felt a lot better about that situation after yesterday.
But everything you're telling me is what I expect to hear from the second best player in the draft defensively, because that's what I thought he was coming out. You know, when doing the draft process, I thought he was the second best player on defense in the draft. I mean, Travis Hunter, you can put in there, but he's not even, I mean, we'll get to it later, but I don't even know if he's a defensive player at this point anymore. So I thought Jalen Walker was one of the best defensive players overall, other than, what's my guy from Penn State?
Abdul Carter.
Yeah, Abdul Carter.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that, but as you know, and as Falcons fans knows, you never know what to expect until those guys are able to get out of here and hit the ground running. It's just the fact that we haven't seen him. It's just like, you know, you start worrying. I mentioned yesterday numerous times, thank God for James Pierce, because if not, we're talking about the absence of Jalen Walker. And so you got James Pierce out here, and we've been able to focus on that. But, Jan, I'm just telling you, man, he had that explosion. It was not like a gimpy, like, you know, I've been in the training room for 5 days.
Right,
it was
right.
Like I'm about to make somebody look stupid out here. And that's exactly what, you know, he pretty much did.
Is there any chance that he will be playing on Friday, or is that going to be – I mean, is it just kind of up in the air at this point?
I wouldn't want him to. I mean,
yeah.
I don't – look, there's so many intricate details that happen inside of these locker rooms and coaches' meetings, and that's the decision that's probably coming up from the higher-ups.
Right.
You know, when you talk about a 15th overall pick, I think it would be ridiculous when you talk about, you know, you're not playing probably your top 22, 24 guys on Friday night. you know, I would have to think that he's one of those guys that would sit down, and not just because he's a first-round pick, but because he's been injured. So what's the point in putting him out there at this stage in training camp?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So Bijan Robinson did speak after practice yesterday, and he was talking about the defense and how they have a whole new attitude this year.
I hate to, like, say stuff early because, like you just said, we got to go out there and do it. But, I mean, the defense has changed, man. Like, you know, they're super athletic, which is great, but the mentality's changed. Like, they're more aggressive. They're playing for each other. They're, you know, everything that Brick says to them, like, they listen and they do it. And it makes us happy. Obviously, like, some practices I'd be getting pissed off because, like, I'm like, bro, like, you know, we're trying to break everything, like, all the time as an offense. And we're trying to create these explosives in the run game and the pass game, which we'll do. But, like, they're so energetic. And if they make a big play, like, they're going to make it known. They're going to come to your face. Like, they're going to, yeah, we here. Like, you know, just, like, get excited. And, you know, for us, like, that's what we want. You know, we want them to be like that. We want them to set that edge, have that edge, because we're going to bring it on our side. So they bring it on their side, too. Like, we'll be a hard team to stop.
I think when you hear him say he's frustrated, well, because, one, they're being kept from making those plays. But I think more is that it makes him mad when they can't and the defense is talking trash, which is what you want. That's that competition that you talk about. That's what I was trying to – Steak and I were having this conversation. He's like, I don't care if he has edge and if he gets in fights. You know, you got to do it on the field. And I'm like, what –
about James Pierce.
Yeah, talking about James Pierce. And I was like, well, what you're missing is that's bringing attitude and edge and a pulse to the defense that I feel like we've missed in the past. Yeah, guys have made – you know, if they made a big play in the secondary, they've jumped up and down. But that intensity, every – play at practice, that changes things. I think you know that. Yep. You played against – when you were in college, you went every day against an elite defense.
Yeah, I definitely did, and had a chance to go against, you know, elite defenders here during training camps and on a regular basis. So I'm with you. I think, you know, before we get back to the Bijan thing, talking about James Pierce and the – I just think the best teams have – I think identity is way overused. I think personality – I think if you can identify what the personality is of your defensive front, your defensive line, are they gritty? Are they, you know, are they tough? Do they play with it? I think when you can identify a personality, I think James Pierce is one of those presences in this training camp that has given them a personality. Now, whether or not the rest of them have bought into it, I don't know. It's one of those things where the rookie comes along, he's making a splash, and you're like, you haven't even made a regular season tackle yet. But once you get into the season and those guys start making plays, it's the same thing AJ and Jesse said to us, where it's like, if he's making plays, I don't care what he's doing.
But doesn't that bleed over, right? Like, if one guy is bringing energy and it can kind of – and, yeah, it might be making a play in practice, and it does get kind of, okay, great, dude. It's like the third week of training camp. Like, we get it. You've got energy. But when you make a play like that in a game, to your point, like, that starts to bleed over, and it just start – it kind of creates – identity is overused, and so is all of these all these other, you know, media-coded words that we talk about, you know, what's in a building and all that stuff. But you feed off of the energy on the field when a guy makes a play, and then it kind of amps you up, and then you go make a play. It's like when you – how often do we see a punt – fielded inside the 20 and the guy makes a big tackle or a kickoff return, and then or a team gets a turnover and the offense has momentum and goes right down the field and vice versa, right? Like, those things kind of they feed off each other, and when you're having that energy and that attitude, other guys pick up on it.
Yeah, it's momentum builders, and I think that's, you know, that's what James Pierce can bring to the table. To go back to the Bijan thing before we move on and talking about, you know, his possible frustrations and about how good the defense is going to be. It is interesting to hear that. When I was running wide zones concepts, mostly in college, and that's what I'm talking about, like Mark Ingram winning the Heisman, we did a lot of cut blocking. Like, cut blocking on the backside of wide zone and stretch zone for us was a staple, but you couldn't do it during training camp. The offensive line here, as much wide zone as they run, they don't really cut block, even in the games. And obviously a lot of that's been outlawed, and I think one of the reasons they don't do it as much is because it's hard to draw a line. I think you're worried about penalties and flags. But there's a lot of gray area in a run game in training camp practices because bodies are going all over the place. You know, certain linebackers that are very smart have already diagnosed the play because they've seen it probably 100 times at this point, what motions you're doing and what things you're trying to work on as an offense. And so it can muddy the waters a little bit. And so I think that's kind of what Bijan's pointing to. But there's also a level of, like we talked about, the chaotic defensive front that is trying to penetrate and get in the backfield and make plays that I think that's what's got us all excited to look towards the regular season under Jeff Olbrich.
Well, and Bijan did have more to say yesterday after practice, especially about the offense. So we're going to get to that later on in the show. But coming up next, we had a chance to talk with Phil Steele. We'll play back some of that audio for you, and we've got my Allie Mack drop. I'm curious about the trip yesterday home from Falcons training camp, or if this one trip was just an anomaly. That is next with the morning shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live from Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the studio making sure I don't talk over the big voice people. Slim is here on site with us. I have a tendency to do so, so he helps me there. We have a hot take alert.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's a mild take. But Bo was talking about Planet Smoothie yesterday.
Yeah.
Planet Smoothie is so solid.
Yeah.
Like, I would say that Planet Smoothie has a, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but it's got a really good menu in terms of smoothies.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when Bo was talking about it yesterday, and you, what's the weird smoothie you ordered?
I get the chocolate Elvis.
The chocolate Elvis.
Oh, like chocolate peanut butter?
Yeah,
and
with
banana.
Some banana.
Probably honey. I'm
you can get protein
in there.
What? What?
I don't know. I used to get the, because obviously we're in Flower Branch. I used to live up here. I used to get the PB&J smoothie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that
dude.
Good?
I've never had that.
Like that?
So
I bet it is.
Solid.
Really?
So solid.
What's in it?
Now, it's somewhat of a dessert smoothie. You know what I mean? You might as well get milkshake or a McFlurry.
Oh no, mine's healthy.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. But if I was feeling really good after you know a big workout or a big day like the Falcons had yesterday, where you practiced for 2.5 hours, then you know PB&J smoothie wasn't a big deal, even though you were knocking back 2,000 calories in a cup.
Exactly.
So it is what it is. You know what I mean? But I just when he kept talking about that yesterday, and I think you've been 2 days in a row to Planet Smoothie just down the road. I was like, I don't want to speak out of turn here on the show, but Planet Smoothie is it's at the top of the list for me.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of that sector. So
I'm with you.
Just
dude.
Read into that what you want to.
I would like to have a word. Yeah. The Bahama Mama Smoothie at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, probably the best smoothie out there right now. Just going to put it out there. That Bahama Mama is something serious.
I thought for sure you were going to be a Smoothie King guy. I really, really did.
Tropical Smoothie for me. I got you, Dylan.
I do like Smoothie King is cool, but like I think probably Planet Smoothie can go over Smoothie King. Smoothie King's good too. Like I don't mind Smoothie King at all, but Tropical Smoothie Cafe is probably my go-to, and then Planet Smoothie, then Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Playa Bowl is also good. They have smoothies.
The thing for me is I'm whichever one's closer. So I prefer the Chocolate Elvis from Planet Smoothie.
Right.
That was my OG. But but sometimes they don't have a Planet Smoothie, so you have to go. Like in Woodstock, there's two Smoothie Kings within distance of me. So I have to go to Smoothie King because there's not a Planet Smoothie. And I get it's like their version of the Chocolate Elvis. And it's a little bit, it's actually a little bit more healthy. I think it has protein in it. Mm-hmm. I like it. But look, man, I've had a weird diet the last 2 days. It's been smoothie for lunch and Italian for dinner. So I went to Denny's Monday night up here with my buddy Gardner and Joe. Then last night, I worked on the golf cart. So then I was like, I'm just going to eat leftovers. I had a little bit of leftover, this spaghetti thing that Amy makes, and it's like a casserole.
Uh-huh.
And so I ate that. So, I mean, it's been a weird diet for me lately, you know, and I've also, you know, paid for that. So it's all good. It's good. I might get a smoothie on the way home today.
I mean, hey, it's a quick way to get some nutrients in. That is for sure.
Yeah, I ain't scared. I'm a winner, so. Yeah, ask this ass Mike.
You know, I would say this was not so much a hot take. This is like a cool take, like an ice take.
It's a, there you go. Okay, I see what you did there. Fair enough.
I feel like he's trying to call me out for drinking smoothies, but I ain't having it.
All right.
I ain't having it.
Dylan, let's talk about some college football.
Can we still use this music since it's not SEC anymore? I mean, I still say yes, but.
Yeah, I mean, we're about to talk about Penn State, right?
Does it hype you up?
Yeah.
It
used to. It doesn't mean as much anymore because now it's Big Ten music.
Okay. Well, all right. This first story you're going to have to break down for me because the NCAA has revamped policy to expand the influence of big conferences. What is going on with this situation?
I'm confused on this because since when did the big conferences not have the dominance and influence anyways? We're just going – it's kind of like making a rule that everyone knows is a rule, but just saying, oh, just so you know, this is the rule.
Right. Yeah, hey, you know what? I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't want anybody else to rule over what I'm doing because I'm supposed to be ruling. Yeah, I mean, okay, whatever you think you're talking about right now, but really you don't have a leg to stand on.
Okay, okay. All right, well, thank you for that explanation. Yeah. We'll move on to Phil Steele because we had a chance to talk with him. He's the college football expert. And by the way, Phil Steele's famous college football preview magazine is in stores at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. We did talk to him about Penn State. Phil believes they are the best team in the country, and here's why.
Yes, I'm going that route this year. It's the first time in the 31 years of the magazine I've picked Penn State number one. And, you know, they've got the same formula that both Ohio State and Michigan had the last 2 years. Michigan 2 years ago had a lot of players turned down the NFL, opted to return, senior-laden team, homegrown team. What do I mean by that? They're not using 60 new players in the transfer portal. These guys were recruited by Penn State as freshmen, and now they're seniors. Last year, Ohio State had a ton of players turned down the NFL, opted to return, senior-laden team, NFL prospects. They won the title. And this year, Penn State fits that category. They only lose five players to the NFL draft. Guys like Danny Dennis Sutton, a defensive end, Zane Duran, a defensive tackle, both first-round draft picks, opted to return this year. They've got Drew Allar, a veteran quarterback. And if you look at all the top teams from last year, very few return their starting quarterback. Only Penn State and Clemson among the top teams in the country. They have my number one set of running backs in the country with Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen. They also have Quentin Martin and Corey Smith, a couple of VHT freshman running backs from last year that got their feet wet and are ready to contribute to be stars of the future. They have my number one rated offensive line. Weakness for Penn State was probably wide receiver, and that's the one
All
area
right,
really
for the love,
the
Phil Steele. For the love. Kyron Hudson for the love. Yeah, did Mike Conte pull that sound? Jeez.
First off, you're in the doghouse. Just want you to know.
Me?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, you attacked Penn State yesterday. I heard it. So you might wanna maybe walk on eggshells with your hatred for Penn State. I did not realize when we were doing this interview yesterday, because there was a lot going on during that interview. If you guys didn't know, we were getting ready to me and Slim were making a plan to switch us back indoors. But I didn't hear him drop the VHT on me in the answer, because I'd ask him about his little abbreviation.
You weren't listening to him? What are you talking about?
No, I was listening.
Never.
Not you.
Now you're in trouble.
Both
members of management, all right? But like I think there's something there to Penn State. Penn State made a semifinal last year. Have we forgotten about that? And they did lose two VHTs, but they were also All-American players in Warren and
Abdul-Carter.
Abdul-Carter. Why can't I remember his name today?
I don't know. For the love. I don't know.
But they've also recruited well. They've written that their biggest obstacle is their head coach.
I was going to say, it's actually very, very similar to the questions that were facing Ryan Day before last year. Are they not? Ryan Day was very, very good for a long time, but could never get over the hump. James Franklin, kind of along those same lines. And that's one of the reasons by the end of the interview, I was like, you know what, man? You kind of talked me into
problem
it.
For
like,
me,
I kind of understand it now.
Problem for me is Ryan Day has beaten teams he's supposed to beat at times. James Franklin hasn't. He's got like one win against Penn State in his time there, and he's been there, I think, 10 years now. So, I think this is like year 10 for him there. So,
who'd you say he's got one win against? Who?
Ohio State.
Okay.
And I think that might have been against Urban. I don't think he's beat Ryan Day. He's got maybe one win against Michigan, maybe two. So, if that. So, he has never been able to beat the top-tier teams in the Big Ten. So, to me, James Franklin is a lower tier than Ryan Day was going into last year.
But dude, let's not forget that Ryan Day lost to Michigan last year. I mean, this and it had no business doing so. So, I mean, it kind of just is what it is. I mean, like I said, by the time we got done talking to Phil Steele, I kind of understood it. I was like, you know what, man? Kind of make a lot of good points. They are very similar in terms of the talent they've returned, and they've come from the Big Ten.
Dude, this is like year 12 for him, I think, at Penn State. That's crazy, ain't it?
He's been around a long time.
Well, and Phil Steele was also talking about why he thought Georgia fell short last season and kind of what he expects from the Dogs this season.
One of the reasons they didn't go as far as they did last year, especially during the regular season, was their three toughest games last year during the regular season were Ole Miss, Alabama, and Texas. They had to play all three of them on the road last year, and they lost two of them. Still ended up winning the SEC, but then, of course, lost Carson Beck to injury and then lost the playoff game. This year, they probably lack the star power they've had the last couple of seasons, but overall, this is a talented team. Defensively, you know, you go to the third string, they've got five stars at the third string, as usual. They do a great job recruiting. I think the defense will be top-notch once again. Gunnar Stockton gives him a little bit more mobility at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I mean, look, first and foremost for me, they got to stay healthy on the offensive line. But I think that their floor is always going to be considered to be two losses. I think that's what you have in Kirby Smart. Their floor is always going to be considered to be two losses. You wonder where those two losses come from if you do get two losses. But I they're always going to be the team that has the grit, that has the ability to keep that floor relatively high.
All right, well, let's go ahead and squeeze in my Allie Mac drop real fast. Okay, so I have a math conundrum for us because we've been up here at Falcons training camp, and yesterday when I put on my GPS, it said I was going to get home at 1:17, okay? 1:17.
Wow.
That's before, and that was over an hour drive because I'm over in Marietta. What I love, though, is I pay my monies and I go in the express lane.
Of course you do. Of course okay. You do. Get that peach pass rolling.
Exactly. And so I was on 85 yesterday, and it was jammed from Pleasant Hill down to 285. Just absolutely slammed. I believe you two experienced this
as well.
So 1:17 was the GPS time. ETA. One of the things I love when I use that express lane is watching that time go down.
1:17 to 1:16 to 1:15.
All right. So then why did I walk in my door at 1:13? 4 minutes difference. And there was nothing backed up on 285, nothing backed up on 75, to the point that I researched. And apparently you're supposed to save 30% of your time if you take the express lane. Okay, and now I've looked up to see what I was charged for yesterday. It has not hit quite yet, but last week I was charged about $1.50 for Tuesday, $4 for Thursday.
Yeah.
Is 4 minutes worth $4?
For me it is. Yeah, I mean, like, let's go ahead and throw that out there. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, I've never once looked at the Peach Pass Lane and thought, nah, I'm not doing that today.
Right,
that's a little
right,
steep.
Right? You know,
like, at no point have I ever been like, yeah, I'm gonna switch out of that one.
I have when it's been too expensive. Sometimes the 85 express lane is just like $12. I've seen it like $12 before, and I'm like,
$12 a mile?
No, not a mile, but just like
the
to that distance, which is like normally an exit.
I've seen it like $4.50 a mile.
I got in the express lane yesterday. I hit traffic on 85. I had to go to get Mel, so I, which is my daughter, if you guys don't know, I got traffic on 85, 285, and 75, and it from where we're sitting right now to just in the area of my in-laws at 62 miles from here, and then I have to go back to Woodstock.
Mm.
So I was in the truck from 12. What we say 12:15? We got in our vehicles yesterday.
Something around there, yeah.
And then I got home yesterday around 3:10.
Yeah, man.
The biggest takeaway is my in-laws for about 15 minutes.
I was gonna say the biggest takeaway is if you're out there in traffic, man, we're living that same life these days.
Yeah, these days.
Yeah, we're living the same life these days.
After next Wednesday, it's gonna tail off a lot.
Well, I'm going to watch how much time I save today because I'm going to use the express lane today. I already know that. But I'm going to watch how much time I save versus how much money it costs because I'm not sure I'm getting my ROI here. But I really do love jumping in that express lane so much.
Mike, that means return on investment.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Coming up next, Ruka Roro was so kind to stop by the morning shift yesterday after practice. You want to hear his stance on getting in these fights or not that are happening that you keep hearing about. You'll hear from him next with the morning shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.